Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY mornings. Welcome to the show. It's Moose. It's Breezy, and we're just
grinning.
That was different today, but we'll take it.
I know, you gotta switch it up.
Sometimes you do.
You gotta play around.
Where's our friends at? 585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? Tell us why.
You guys are just so pumped that tomorrow is May.
Tomorrow,
you know what they say,
April
showers bring May flowers.
Snow.
It can only mean one thing. That means May's right here. So,
yeah,
love
right.
It.
That's true.
Very excited for May being tomorrow, and then we hit the ground running. But what are you guys up to? How are your vibes? Good morning and happy Wednesday from Nico and Steven.
Well, we know it's payday for these two. They're going to be getting after it today, tomorrow, Friday, and all this weekend.
Absolutely.
Must be nice, though, to be showered in money once a week.
No, literally. I'm like, guys.
They're constantly at the dealership.
They're constantly doing things. Vibes are always up on payday, they write. Also, wearing our Moose and Breezy shirts today. Love you guys so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you guys for...
Gotta represent.
You gotta be that walking billboard that we love so much. And that's exactly what you've been doing. Mm-hmm. We thank you so much, you guys.
You're the best.
Who else is here?
Who else is here? Melissa's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good today. Because I also, like you guys, are excited about May. And there's a lot of really great things coming. Good morning from Alyssa. My vibes are up because I had an interview for a second job.
Oh, nice.
Or I have an interview, excuse me.
You're going to crush.
Yeah, well, put on those blazers.
I hated the interview process. I did so many interviews. I had to go to a bookstore and purchase a book on how to nail the interview. I had to study that. Am I great at interviews? Yeah, I am. I crushed them. Do I like doing them? No.
I feel like I'm always lying. Respectfully, of course.
What are your biggest strengths? What are some of your weaknesses?
I'm just too perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, man. My weakness is that sometimes I need to really just tell myself I don't have the best idea in the room.
Mm. Yeah. But 9 times out of 10, I do. So
yeah, 9 out of 10 times, I totally do. So,
If you were to go to Wegmans and you find a $100 bill on the ground, what do you do with it?
Yeah.
Well, you go turn it in, of course.
I go right to the ATM and deposit it into my account. Speaking of, let's play a quick little game, round two today, shall we? What was Moose's grocery bill at Wegmans yesterday for three items?
Why are you continuing to go back?
I forgot a couple things.
Of course.
Breeze, where are we at?
Ranch, cereal, and papaya.
No, you don't have to guess the items. Just there was three. How much did I spend?
$42.
Oh. Keep going.
Oh, my God.
You're close.
53.
Oh, very, very warm. I'll give you one more shot.
55
would be...
What the hell?
Correct.
What did you get? I'm disgusted.
Well, I needed those creatine gummies, and those are $45 for the bag, and then I...
Didn't.
Yeah.
What even is creatine?
Creatine is to help grow muscles when you're working out.
Right, of course.
Pumps you up. I needed
it. It's like, I pop those creatine gummies, and I go sit in the sauna.
Shut up.
Yeah, okay.
All right, tell us about your vibes.
Not great. Not loving that I can't afford to buy clothes. And then also, because, I mean, it's summer. Obviously, I need a new wardrobe because none of my clothes fit anymore for this season. And yesterday I was running because I was getting ready to run the Lilac 10K.
Yeah.
And I was running in my Hokas, which, you know, are like basically 7 inches off the ground.
What is a 10K? 6 miles?
Mm-hmm. And I like twisted my ankle slightly, not like a full twist, not the twist and shout, but like it was a twisty.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, it's okay. Like I didn't actually hurt myself. So I finished up my run, ran home, got caught in the rain. And then I went about my day and I'm laying in bed and I just get this shooting pain up my leg. And now my ankle's swollen like a balloon. And I'm in pure agony, just rolling around screaming. And my girlfriend's like, I don't believe anything you say.
Yeah. I hope you feel better by tomorrow.
Well, yeah. I couldn't even walk last night. That's how bad it got. So, and I have a lot to do coming up here, so I need to be better. That's why I'm wearing a compression sock right now.
Oh, it's beautiful. Do you at least have the strength to head to Dave's Hot Chicken after the show today?
Oh, I'm going to have to find it. I'm going to have to dig deep. I can't wait. We're going to crush.
All right. Well, feel better, Breeze.
Thanks.
We're all pulling for you. Well, vibes are completely in the trash today on my end.
Why? Because you don't have any money left because you spent it all at Wegmans?
No. Still got a couple of dimes left in the old back pocket, but the ears are plugged, the head is pounding, and my throat hurts. So we're doing really well today. Just got to push through, you guys. Push through. Coming up for the big story of the day, I mean, a lot of utility crews still working overtime to restore power. There was a couple of tornado warnings that came through. Also, does anyone know that one person in their life that's just overly dramatic when it comes to this type of thing? Anyone? This is not a trick question. But I'll tell you what one of the women in my building did. And I'll tell you what RG&E is doing to fix the problem. They're working on it, you guys.
They're trying.
They're working on it. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Utility crews have been working to restore power across Ontario, Seneca, and Livingston counties, who experienced most of those outages from yesterday. And as of the latest update, there's 2,400 customers in Monroe County, quite a few of those homes being in Webster, almost 897 customers in Ontario County, still without power. But crews, they're working, and they're working hard to restore service to the affected areas. Some residents, like in Ontario County, they got hit really hard. And then even close to here, there was a gigantic tree that fell in the Avon Cemetery, destroyed a whole bunch of burial plots, tombstones. Thing was massive. But there was talks yesterday. I had the news on, and there was talks of tornado warnings in some areas in certain counties.
Mm-hmm.
And when we hear
tornado pictures, yeah,
in upstate New York, we're not talking like...
Twister.
We're not talking Twister.
Yeah.
But I think we all have a mom or someone in our life who can be overly dramatic. One woman in my building.
Stay off the road.
One woman in my building. Not to downplay what happened yesterday, because some people, they did. They got hit pretty hard, especially in Ontario County. But one woman in my building, who I know to be somewhat dramatic, posted a flyer in the elevators to take shelter.
No.
Because a tornado warning is in effect. I said, I don't think that's accurate.
Not her going to Staples and getting copies printed.
I'm like, we live dead center in the city. I mean, there are some areas that got hit hard, but I think she panicked. And I don't think it was necessary.
Take shelter.
What? It rained in the city yesterday when everybody was protesting near Court Street.
Oh, my God. They were still protesting
yesterday? Yeah. If you do need to report any outages, you can do so by going on to RG&E's website or giving them a phone call. But they're pretty, I'd say by now they got a pretty good grasp on what's happening.
I didn't lose power, but Wi-Fi is down.
You'd rather have lost power than Wi-Fi.
Literally. And with that being said, I was like, just staring at the ceiling all night because couldn't watch TV.
Yeah,
everything's so connected to Wi-Fi.
Coming up on the show, I don't know if some of you are like Breezy and myself. When we were kids and growing up, the only thing we wanted to do was be in a cast.
Mm-hmm.
We physically tried to hurt ourselves so we could fit in, because you know there was people in our classes that we had a crush on that also had like a sling or a neck brace.
I wanted crutches so bad, so bad. I would walk around with crutches with nothing wrong.
And now that we're older, it's obviously
it's
the opposite.
It's an absolute freaking nightmare. I do need crutches and just pure agony. And this isn't even me being drama. And I think this is a great light to touch on because, well, I can be a little boy who cried wolf-esque. But not right now. And my girlfriend's like, how can I believe you?
Right. How can any of us believe you?
I know. I'll do my best to prove myself to you guys coming up next.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Here's the thing. When we were younger, Breezy and I have this in common.
Mm-hmm.
We so badly wanted to purposely hurt ourselves so we can be in a cast. Because everybody in our class that we had a crush on, they were either in a neck brace, a sling. You know, so we wanted to be on crutches.
It was honestly like for the aesthetic and the vibes, also the attention. This girl I knew had a hot pink cast. Everyone was signing it. Can I sign your cast?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Cast?
I wanted that.
I'm like, I want that really bad.
And now that we're older, now that we're older, getting hurt, it's not it.
No.
We don't want anything to do with it.
We really don't. And like, I know that I can be the boy who cried wolf. And I know I can be a little dramatic, but last night I was in pure agony. Like, so let me run it down in case you missed it earlier. I was on a run yesterday. I'm training for the Lilac 10K and I was getting after it. And I was wearing my Hokas, which are
very thick. Yeah.
Probably like 5 inches thick.
Typically anyone who likes to run who's over 60 years old will have Hokas on.
Yeah, it's like I'm on stilts. So I was running and I slightly twisted my ankle mid-run, which was horrific, obviously. But I had so much adrenaline that I was like, everything's good.
I'm going to keep going.
Let's keep going. You're not a quitter. Push through. So I push through. I get home. Everything's fine. I shower. I go about my day and night.
You look down. Your ankle's missing.
No, literally. Literally. The night rolls around. I'm laying in bed. Just in pure agony because we also don't have Wi-Fi. And I just start getting this shooting pain up my leg, starting at my ankle. And I'm like, oh my God, like my ankle. And now I'm just rolling around, doubled over, not well. My girlfriend's like, I'm trying to sleep here. And she goes to sleep. I try to get up to go use the bathroom. I'm hobbling. I'm scream crying. I can't move.
Yeah, with her tears.
So many.
Where's the pain shooting up to? From your ankle up into your what? Like
my
your
leg.
Hee-haw? Up into your leg.
Not my hee-haw. Also, what are we in Kentucky? What are we doing here? Up my leg, through my calf, into my thigh.
Oh, right. Right up into the hee-haw. That's crazy.
Hee-haw.
How are you feeling this morning as opposed to last night?
So, I'm feeling better, but last night I couldn't sleep. I didn't go to bed till probably 1, just because I was rolling around in pain. and I took an Advil, I elevated and iced it. But guys, I'm telling you right now, when you hurt yourself at that age,
and you can do it without even trying anymore. As soon as I hit 40, you guys, please tell me I'm not alone here. I woke up with a sprained ankle in my sleep. What happened in my sleep that I woke up? I woke up the next morning limping, and I limped for close to a week. And I don't know how many of your dads do this, but I caught myself last night. I was getting up off the sofa, and there was some moaning and grunting going on.
Of course.
I was like, I'm like, it's happening.
Not only is it a massive inconvenience, because it's like you need everything to function right in order for you to live properly, but also it's just embarrassing. Like, why am I walking around with a compression sock today?
Yeah,
and I think that my view on this has shifted so drastically, because in grade school, when I'm growing up, all I wanted was the attention of a broken something. And now I'm like, this is the least like desired attention I can really ask for.
Yeah. Like most people, crunches. I know most people know, like I'm into older women. Like that's always been a fantasy of mine. Just be with an older woman who's got two compression socks on, a neck brace, catheter, what have you.
Sexy.
However, you in a compression sock this morning hobbling in here, like, yeah, this is ruining my fantasy. The Hokels.
I can't. No, I put the Hokas up. I can't. It's too much.
What do you call them? Hokas?
Yeah. Hokel is Kathy. That's our governor.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Yes. No, of course. Hold on a second. I think your girlfriend's calling in. Okay. Hi, is this Patrice?
This is Patrice.
You know, I was just getting ready to say, I feel, if there's anyone I feel terrible for, it's you. You're going to have to deal with a lot.
It's too much.
It's so much.
Too much.
This is the same girl last year that came in here on crutches with a neck brace and a sling because she didn't want to join in on our company field day. So that's right. That was her way of getting out of it.
Yep. So is this real or is it fake?
We don't know.
It's real.
It's very hard to believe.
You saw the tears last night. You think I can fake those?
I've seen the tears before, and then 2 seconds later, you're fine.
No. Shooting pain. I was in so much. How can I identify to you that this is real?
What do you need her to do to prove it?
She has to stop being the boy who cries wolf every other time. How am I to know?
Or the girl.
Yeah.
The girl. This is true. The girl who cries wolf. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I agree with you 100% because there's times, like, for as long as I've known her, I don't know what to believe anymore.
You guys. Like, this is serious.
Well.
How are we to know?
You know what? I think what she really needs, she needs a new pair of Hokels.
She's literally calling them Hokels.
The Kathy Hokels.
The Kathy Hokels. Like, they're like Air Jordans, but Kathy Hokels.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Same thing. You can pump them up. All right. Well, listen, Patrice, good luck to you. I don't envy you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Feel better, Breeze.
Oh, my God. Okay, bye.
Thank you. I got more comfort from random strangers and listeners than I got from Patrice. But
yeah, well, that's unfortunately.
She goes, feel better, champ.
They don't know any better, so that's.
98. I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. PXY.